Whiskey and Zone. Whiskey and Zone. Sounding his own. Hope is reborn.
I like my Zorn with whiskey.
Sure. It's the best way to enjoy some Zorn. Eric Zorn is here. He's usually with us on Mondays, but there was no class yesterday. Not a shot at John Hansen. I just mean we didn't have a show yesterday.
Oh, ouch.
No, I didn't mean it.
And Annabelle Laval was
there. Yeah, she was here too. Eric, I want to bring you into a discussion Wendy and I were just having. There was a story about a woman having a birthday party for her 14-year-old son, and her plan was to charge each of the kids attending the birthday party $82. Have you ever heard of anything quite like that before?
I have never heard of anything like that before. Is that for a gift, or was that just for
expenses?
She's going to take all the kids go-karting. That costs $23 per kid. She said the remainder of the day, that's party favors, cake, ice cream, that kind of thing, is $36. And then transportation from the house to the go-kart place and back is $23. So it's $82 per child.
Plus a gift.
That's, you know, the expenses that she's running up are pretty considerable. But if you can't throw a party like that and you can't afford it, then you don't throw the party, right?
Right.
I mean, that would be my that would be my take on it.
There's less expensive options than a go-karting party, right?
Yes, you can just have people over for ice cream and cake and then just charge them like $8 or something.
Right.
And at 14, you should just have them invite a few of their besties and maybe go to a movie or something, and you could pick up the tab for that.
Yes.
What's the most elaborate party you guys have ever thrown for your kids?
I was just telling Bill off the air, when Michael was probably 5 or 6, we had a Star Wars party in the backyard, and we had Darth Vader stop by, and members, some stormtroopers came by. We did pin the buns on Leia. It was a lot of work. Jimmy Mack did most of it, but that was probably
for people who don't know, Princess Leia's hair was in buns.
Yeah, so you had to pin the bun on Princess Leia. We still have that. I'll bring it in if you're good, Bill.
That'd be fun. Eric, what was yours?
You know, I remember we rented a gym a couple of times for our kids to have. We rented a gym in our park district. We played basketball one year. We did theater games another year. And it was, you know, maybe a couple $100 total, and I never even occurred to me. Maybe I should be kicking myself that we never bothered to charge people for that. We're in arrears, I guess.
There was a time where, I don't know if this is still fashionable or not, but my daughters would get invited to trampoline-themed birthday parties. There's a couple places north of us that have these indoor trampoline parks.
Fun,
but the accident ratio is much higher than you'd want it to be.
Yeah. And there are those enchanted castles, and we've done those too, and miniature golf like that.
There's options.
Chuck E. Cheese.
So did anybody call in to defend this woman and say, yeah, hey, parties are expensive, this is how it's done now?
Not one text.
Every text is the opposite. Like, tell that lady it's immoral to charge for birthday parties, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, if you can't afford it, then, you know, scale down your plans. You just have people over and you make a homemade cake and you can...
Yep.
I don't know. I hope that's not the direction things are going.
But. Eric, people know, in addition to being a columnist, you're also a junior party planner, right? People know that, don't they?
I am a junior party planner, yeah. So if you guys want to contact me for a party, I'd be glad to help plan it.
We'll talk after the segment. All right. As I mentioned, Eric, we always do this thing with you. The tweets of the month, right?
The month, yes. Yeah, I collect tweets. As regular listeners know, I collect tweets, and there's a poll every week on the Tribune website where readers get to vote their favorite tweets up and down. And every month, I select my 10 favorites, and I debut them on the Bill and Wendy show. So
we can't wait. Was this a good month for tweets, would you say?
I would say it's a pretty average month for tweets. There's some good ones. I say these top 10 are worth repeating. You'll be repeating them to your friends later on. So.
All right.
So shall I read? They're in no particular order, but I'm going to read them for you now. Is that all right?
I would love that.
And producer Jasmine is going to have a link online that'll take you to where the attribution is. So tell you who wrote them, because some of them have these unpronounceable Twitter handles, and I'm just going to read the tweets, and you can, if you want to know who wrote them, go online. Okay.
And I want to warn listeners: please hold your applause till all the tweets have been read.
Hold your applause to the end. First one is. I am both a joker and a smoker, but I am not a midnight toker. I have work in the morning.
Enjoyable. A little Steve Miller shout out.
Taking my husband's last name doesn't mean I'm not a feminist. It means I don't want anyone I went to high school with to be able to find me ever again. Live and let live, yes. But if you make an Instagram account for your baby and then write posts as though it's the baby writing them, you should have to go to prison for at least a little bit.
All right, now I would substitute dog or cat for baby because I've seen so many posts that are supposedly written by a dog or cat, and I'm almost positive the dog and cat didn't write those posts.
There's very little. There's not that much room in our prisons, Bill. That's the problem with your idea.
That is a storyline on Orange is the New Black. That's all I'm going to say.
Is it really?
So it is pretty interesting, yeah. Yes.
With a baby or a pet?
A baby.
Yeah. That's very funny.
All right. I'm starting to think my coexist bumper sticker isn't working.
I enjoy that one.
This is a dialogue. 911, what's your emergency? Me. I think a girl gave me a fake number. 911. Oh, my God. Who answered when you called it? Me. You did.
That's silly.
Eric, can we go back for a second to the coexist one? Because this is still on my mind. Don't you find that people that have that bumper sticker are a very gentle sort of person?
Generally, yes.
Yes.
What I've seen in terms of what I've seen in the work parking lot and the on the street, yes, they're gentle, they're kind people. They're the people who have their "hate has no home here" signs on their front windows.
I know you can't judge people by their bumper sticker, but I know
you absolutely can.
Interesting.
Oh, of course you can.
What if, you know, a jerk bought the car from a nice person and left the bumper sticker on?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I don't think you would do that, though. That would be the first thing you'd do after you got it home, would be to razor blade off the offensive.
Do you always, as you're passing a car with a specific kind of bumper sticker like the coexist, do you have a preconceived notion of what that person will be like, and you have to look over to see if it matches
100%.
Or not?
Sure.
The one I'm almost always right on is, ask me about my honor roll student. In my head, I'm like, I bet I know what they look like. And as I pass by, I go, yep, nailed it.
I love the, well, I punched your honor roll student.
I find those honor rolls, I'll bet the kids who are on the honor roll cringe every time they have to get in the car. You just don't want your parents.
Right.
You don't want that, I don't think. I mean, maybe.
I flat out told both my boys, I am not putting this on the car. I will take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
That's funny.
I did that. It's not going on the car.
I just think it's funny that bumper sticker almost always says, ask me about my honor roll student, because who would do that? Who would, hey, roll down your window, roll down your window. Tell me about your honor roll student.
Tell me about him. Does he get all A's or did he ever get any B's?
My other favorite one, all-time favorite bumper sticker, mean people suck. Like that could draw a debate at some point.
Yeah.
Now I know some mean people that are very nice people.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry
about
that.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I have literally never once felt, quote, up for it later. And I don't know why I keep telling people I'll see if I am.
That's funny.
Good.
I like that one.
Good.
Here's the one that won last week's poll. Guess what? You can think that Trump is a terrible racist person and also think that Joe Walsh is a terrible racist person. It's easy. I'm doing it right now.
I would say put that on the left side of your bumper, extreme left side of your bumper.
Do you think Karl Marx was a Marxist because of his last name, or was it just a coincidence?
Very funny.
I have a memory like one of those big gray things. You know the ones I mean.
Also very funny. Very good.
And here's the last one.
All right.
I bought my gym membership at Costco, and I've got 36-pack abs now.
That may be my favorite one.
That's a big one.
That's very, very funny.
That's great.
And I'll be back in the studio with you guys next Monday, I think, to talk about all the stuff in the news. So.
Excellent. We can't wait. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Hope you had a great holiday
great
weekend.
Great talking to you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. That's who that is.
What about those stick figure family things, that those decals that are on every car now?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have one. Don't look at me
well,
like
Well, there
that.
Is a Star Wars version,
I know,
so I'm shocked Jimmy
I
hasn't
know.
Run that past you.
No.
It won't
he
work.
He would just have a solo. That's all he would have.
Right.
He doesn't want us
just
involved.
Him?